WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. The woman whose violent confrontation and arrest with police in Wildwood last summer was captured on video is now suing the town and the officers who took her into custody. She pled guilty to reduced charges, served no jail time, but has been barred from Wildwood, and an internal investigation cleared the officers of any wrongdoing. Patrick Lavery joins us live now with the new developments. Patrick?
And if you've been following this story, you will definitely recall the sounds of this frantic encounter between Emily Weinman and Wildwood cops on the beach May 26th of the last year.
Put my hair! Get off me! What are you doing?
Listen, 5043 from another unit. Skeletons are in the beach. We have one resisting.
Weinman's lawsuit claims three of the officers involved in her arrest lied about all or part of the incident, one in his testimony to a grand jury and another two in their police reports. Her lawyer still maintains at least one of the cops assaulted Weinman after she became aggressive. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. They've reopened the Ramapo Valley County Reservation after a series of coyote attacks. The park was closed, traps were set, but county officials could not say if the animal suspected of the attacks has been caught and urged parkgoers to remain vigilant. A woman who stopped to help a disabled motorhome hit and killed in Toms River Monday morning. The RV, famous on social media for being covered in pro-Trump stickers, 56-year-old Ann Lovallo was standing between the motorhome and a towed trailer when the car hit the trailer, crushing Lovallo in between. Police say it was dark and foggy. The trailer had no working lights when it was hit, and no charges have been filed. Raritan Valley Line commuters traveling outside of peak hours weekdays will be able to take a New Jersey Transit train directly to and from New York Penn Station in about 3 weeks.
Off-peak direct trains on the Raritan Valley Line into the city operated for 4.5 years before being suspended last September as part of installing positive train control technology across the system. They remained idle when the fully sidelined Atlantic City Line and Princeton Dinky returned in May. Governor Phil Murphy says they will return Monday, November 4th for 5 midday trains and 3 of 4 night trips.
Today's announcement is a long time coming, too long, frankly, and I fully understand the inconvenience that commuters have faced since these rides were suspended last September.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Most New Jersey residents say they'd put out more money to the government in order to mitigate the effects of climate change, a problem almost three-quarters of adults say is affecting New Jersey right now. That's in a new poll out of Stockton University this morning.
The poll finds views on climate change don't vary between those living along the water and those living inland. Overall, two-thirds say climate change is a crisis or major problem.
We had 1% tell us they don't believe in climate change at all.
John Frungen, director of the William J. Hughes Center for Public Policy at Stockton, says just over half of respondents said they'd support local construction projects to reduce the threat of flooding, even if they had to put more money out of their own pocket in the way of taxes or fees. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
A 10-foot great white shark is visiting the Jersey Shore from Nova Scotia. The OSearch Research Group reports on its website the shark named Shaw pinged their satellite off the coast of Barnegat Monday morning. The 564-pound great white was in Nova Scotian waters just about 2 weeks ago.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.